is out. Imagine your business advertisement here. You've been thinking about it for a long time.
Call WAOV Radio today and let us put you on the road to success. 1-800-876-0173.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, and it's focused on the community. Have a community calendar event that benefits a nonprofit organization? Share it with our audience by dropping a flyer at the Vervoort House at 522 Bustern Street in downtown Vincennes. You can also fax it to us, 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com, or just send it in the mail to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Let WAOV help you get the word out about your community event.
News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. He chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. North Carolina Republican Richard Burr on yesterday's terror attack that claimed 8 lives in New York City and the suspect in custody. 29-year-old Saifullo Saipov, a native of Uzbekistan.
There have been many Uzbeks who have fought for ISIS in Syria and in Iraq. So this is not uncommon. And from everything I gather, he came here in a legal way and had legal permanent status.
President Trump wants to do away with the diversity visas that allowed Saipov to enter the U.S. Congressman Dan Donovan, a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, says more should be done to prevent vehicles from entering pedestrian areas. Says overall,
we're doing a good job, but what we do in our committee.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
Governor Harrison has called up the militia to muster at Fort Knox. Come participate as 1812 history comes alive. Skirmishes, demonstrations, crafts, historic skits, and great food and merchandise. The Muster on the Wabash is this Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Fort Knox is next to Wabash Trails Park just north of Vincennes.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Create your dream closet with Dakota Closet Systems. They're easy to assemble and come in a variety of sizes. The 15 by 9.5 foot walk-in closet system is $1,845.22 after rebate. There's no limit to how much you can save. Now during the 11% rebate sale at Menards. Good through November 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Fall Harvest Customer Appreciation Sale is going on now at Build Option Ford, and we're combining rebates, cash incentives, and 0% financing with a number one selling truck for 40 years, the Ford S-Series. Join us Thursday, November 2nd for a free lunch from Little Houston's Barbecue from 11 to 2 or while supplies last. Drive one and save during the Fall Harvest Customer Appreciation Sale going on now through Saturday at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
This community event on WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. Memorial's Caring Hand Senior Services in Jasper supports an Alzheimer's disease and dementia caregiver support group on the first Wednesday of each month. That'll be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's at the lower level of Memorial Hospital in Conference Room A. at Memorial Hospital in Jasper.
Your forecast is brought to you by Carla's Catering and Creations, with over 19 years and still growing, providing the most professional and tasty catering in the area, working closely with you to plan the perfect party menu to impress your guests. Call Carla at 812-247-2176.
27 FM WAOV weather forecast. For this afternoon, cloudy with rain likely, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers tonight, temperatures rising to the low 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of rain, highs in the upper 60s. And Friday, partly sunny, look for highs in the middle 60s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It is Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour, and you know that means that is time for Ask the Designer. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and I'm joined by my buddy, Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture. Greg, how are you doing today?
Just fine. I rode over here in my boat.
I know. You know, we went several weeks and months with very little rain, and it seems like we've gotten quite a bit here in the last few weeks.
Yeah, so, but we need it, so.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. On Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, it's Ask the Designer, and we're here in the WAOV studios. You can listen to us at 97.7 FM, AM 1450. You can also catch us on NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer picture, and you can listen to us live there as well. The other great thing you can do there at the website is you can listen to older shows, listen to some of them that we've already talked about. If you want to listen to a topic or hear the answers again, you can go back. And then also you can submit questions to us through the website there as well. So be sure and check that out. We want to hear what you want to listen to or talk about, ask questions about. And it's not just necessarily furniture, but it could be design or decorating or party planning. You know, we like to talk about everything here on the show, so be sure and get those in. And you don't necessarily have to get to us and send us the questions through the website. You can also call Greg at the store. And Greg, what's the number there?
812-886-4444.
Or you can call here at the station, 812-882-6060, and ask for me, Cher Elliott, and I'll be glad to take your questions as well. It's a little wet out there today, and fall-like weather.
Right.
But something we're thinking about there at the store, something exciting, is Christmas open house.
Yep.
That's just a week away, Greg.
Are you
going to be ready?
We'll be ready. We'll be ready.
Awesome. So you've been giving us little snippets of some of the exciting stuff that you're going to have there for the open house. Do you have any early hints on some other things you want to share with us, or any neat things that you've got in the store?
Yeah, we've got some really neat velvet poinsettia votive holders.
Ooh.
That hold the new votive battery lights that work with a timer.
Right.
And work with a remote control. So, you know, those are kind of new. Those are neat. Those are new this year. Lots of new ornaments on the trees. And, of course, the flicker lights are... I'm getting ready to reorder those again.
Oh, my goodness.
They're just selling like crazy even this early.
That's great. So that is awesome.
You need to come in. We've got a whole tree done in them.
Oh, okay.
So
that'll be good. And how many trees are you going to have decorated for the...
12.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. So lots of really cool trees and ornaments that we'll have for the open house. And the open house is... next Friday and Saturday. That's
right. November 10th and 11th.
10th and 11th. And 9 to 5, both
right.
days. And something new about the sale this time is that...
we're going to have a store-wide 20% off.
That's incredible.
For those 2 days only.
Right. Anything in the store.
Right.
Those 2 days only. Not, right. Not on Thursday, not on Monday.
No.
Those 2 days only. 20% off anything in the store.
Right.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's,
so you need to come in, look around now, and pick out what you want to come back and get the 10th and 11th.
There you go. There you go. Very good. Very good. So we were talking about blinds last week.
Mm-hmm.
Blinds are such a great addition to a home. They really can make a room. And they're a great investment to the home. You know, we learned
right.
that it's actually part of the home and valued in that as well.
Right.
So, you need to think about when you're investing in blinds and yeah, you're going to spend a little bit of money, but you would be doing the same thing if you were adding a garage or remodeling your home or redoing your bathroom. You know,
right.
it's the same kind of concept. It's that kind of a value to the home. So you definitely, make sure and do.
Right.
Do invest well.
Right.
So what exciting stuff are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about HGTV versus reality.
Oh, goodness.
Because, you know, TV, the design shows on TV have given people unrealistic ideas about how it works.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you look in the one show, I can't think of the name right now, but, you know, you've got this couple and they're going
right.
to go looking at houses.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
And, you know, they have this couple has a budget of $2.3 million to buy their home. And, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom and, you know, he's a factory worker. And it's like, how in the world can these key people be approved for that kind of houses? And, you know, so, yeah, I'm glad to hear someone else actually say that, you know, a lot of some of these shows are very unrealistic in the real world. So
yeah.
I can't wait to learn more about that.
Yeah. The reality of the thing is that, you know, number one, you hit the nail on the head with the first part in that the people are approved for this kind of a home. These shows are semi-scripted. The other thing that, you know, and this has been on Yahoo. This isn't new. This isn't my research. I've read it on Yahoo. But like the Chip and Joanna Gaines show, that the home makeover thing that
mm-hmm.
they do, the people that own the house get to meet them one time.
Oh.
It's not an ongoing relationship. They get to talk to them one time about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to sign a contract that whatever they do is okay.
Oh, goodness. Phew.
And it's not free.
Oh, not free?
No. They have to put up the money for a certain amount of money for the show to do the house.
Oh, my goodness. Now, see, I'm pretty picky. I'm really picky. I'm just gonna, and if I'm going to spend my money, I'm going to have say-so in what's going on. I don't think I wouldn't be able to do that. There's no way. There's no way.
And a lot of people can't,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that have... There are some lawsuits pending at this point in time about things that they didn't like that was done and,
uh-huh.
you know, remodeling that was done to the home that they didn't approve of. And, you know, but there's no, they've signed a contract. They're probably not going to win anything.
yeah.
But, you know, part of that reality show is that they have to more or less release that, all that stuff to the other person, you know.
I didn't think I was a control freak, but just hearing you say that right there, I'm thinking, I don't think I could relinquish control of that in my home and just let them go and do and spend my money without me approving.
You know, most of my clients don't do that. We usually present to them two or three different plans
sure.
of what we want to do and how we're going to do it. And then they approve it or not. And they might say, well, I don't like this end table. That's okay. We'll
yeah.
change it. It's
yeah.
not, you know, a major thing.
Yeah.
The realistic expectations for timeline and budget is really important because on TV it happens instantly almost.
Right.
They don't realize the number of weeks it's involved. Of course, and also they're on a budget, but that budget a lot of times doesn't include, you know, they have sponsors on that show that provide materials for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't include that in the price of the product of the cost of redoing the house.
Oh.
You know,
yeah,
and they'll say the furnishings cost so much,
uh-huh.
but they don't say anything about the labor involved getting those in there.
Oh yeah, all those hidden costs.
Yes, that aren't really connected to that. You know?
Yeah.
So you know, it's kind of a problem. The TV experience is instant. It's like you see this room this way, and then you see this room done. They don't realize that there's in TV reality, they have a crew of people hired to do that every week.
Uh-huh.
So that crew comes in and they do the painting and the contracting work and the remodeling work and all like this and the paper and the paint and all this business. And they do it all for that show. And so the next week it's ready to show.
Gotcha.
In real life, it doesn't happen that way. You know,
yeah.
The guy that you want to move the door may not be able to get there for 2 weeks.
Right.
Then the guy that does the sheetrock can't be there for 3 weeks. Then you get the painter and he can't get there until 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Those timelines are not an accurate timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for doing the house.
Yeah, so they have a special crew that follows them around, and, you know, that's all they focus on. They don't have four or five other jobs that they're in the middle of or coordinating with. So, yeah, that does make it a little unrealistic for us viewers.
Now, some of the things that the reality show project budget does not account for is things like blinds, decorative trim, hardware, lighting.
Really?
Those are big...
Yeah.
Big price items.
Well, and they're key items, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
you can
don't
want to remodel your house without them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you definitely can't go without these. So
you know, very often,
what
happens when they get to the end of the show, they've created a project that can be completed for far less than the market rate. So people have an unrealistic, you know, idea of what it costs. And you never hear them mention what the cost of labor is in any of this. Never.
Which that really is probably the most expensive piece most times.
Well,
outside
labor,
of a couple of things, yeah.
Yeah, your labor will usually equal the furnishings.
Yeah.
You know, hand in hand.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely a little misleading at times. So looks like we're ready for our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about HGTV and the shows there. So stay tuned.
Appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussarin Streets, Vincennes.
Out, rushlimbaugh.com. I should, because it's so good.
Rush Limbaugh.
What if I did a book that published many of my monologues over the 27 years? How many volumes would it require? It could be bigger than the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. RushLimbaugh.com, and I'll tell you, for people who find it, they don't see anything like it because of the volume. It is encyclopedic, and it's exciting when people find it.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
If you're Shay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-380-4259, 800-380-4259, 800-380-4259, 800-380-4259. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. You can also catch us at newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and listen to us live. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station, joined by my buddy Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, for those who are listening that's not familiar with Regal Furniture, tell us a little bit about Regal Furniture, where you are, and just some of the awesome things you have to offer.
We're located 102 North 4th Street and in Vincennes. Phone is 812-886-4444. We do all kinds of things at Regal. You know, we even host the little meetings for ladies groups and, you know, I go out and do public speaking to any group that wants to hear about design or decorating. There's several things different things we talk about. Of course, our Christmas open house is coming up. That's always real, real popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to keep a lot of different things going all the time.
That you do. And so something that we talked a few weeks ago about is your new upcoming leather gallery. And how's that coming along?
Leather gallery's come along fine. The furniture for the leather gallery shipped today.
Excellent.
I'm not sure it's going to make it in time for open house, but it will be shortly thereafter.
Well, hopefully it'll be here in plenty of time for that. But
once it leaves the factory, we have no control over that. That's the thing, that the shippers work at their own speed and their own space, and it's always a toss-up on how long it's going to take to get something somewhere.
Also, the gift gallery side of things, lots of really neat items that you have there in your gift gallery, stuff for bridal registries,
right. Bereavement.
Bereavement gifts, yeah. Baby showers, everyday gifts, so much stuff that's in there, just a wide variety. And what I like is that so many of the items have such a broad price point that regardless of what budget I want to spend for the item, you've got something that'll fit my budget.
Right. We've got some, we're calling them grab and go gifts, just, you know, things that you can pick up real easily. They're already tied with a bow, a collection of items, you know. There's even a collection of things for men.
Ooh.
There's things that are more suitable for ladies or the teacher, you know, for Christmas. And they're decorated with Christmas ribbons and you know, little knickknacks and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that might be something that, you know, would be handy, you know, if you've forgotten somebody on your list,
mm-hmm.
or you just want to have something extra in your closet, in your hall closet. If somebody drops by with a gift, you can say, oh, well, I picked this up for you.
That's right. Yeah. And that's one of the nice things is there's just, you know, some just general gifts that you can pick that'll work for a birthday, anniversary, whatever, just because you're thinking of them gifts. So
our grab and go gifts start at $10. So
perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So any budget, you know,
so if you need something for a teacher or mailman or
coworker,
right.
Secret Santa, you know, there's something for any of those occasions. That makes it very, very nice.
Right.
So before the break, we started talking about HGTV and some of the shows and how those work. And,
right.
You know, it's nice to hear that, you know, other people recognize that it's not quite so realistic in some expectations for these shows.
Right.
And, you know, we're talking about how the time frame and the schedule where we watch the show and in 30 minutes, you know, you have a complete remodel done on a room where in real life, we're not talking 30 minutes. We're not even talking 30 days, probably.
No, usually most major remodeling projects take 6 weeks to 3 months. So, you know, you need to plan that. The other thing that you were seeing with HGTV, you know, they have TV shows have expert space planners that spend hours of time staging a space, determining the right furniture scale and floor plan. And, of course, they have to allow for room for people to get in there and do these shows.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes what you see on TV is not how the room's left.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. There was an example on Yahoo not too long ago. It showed the same living room and a lot of the accessories were different. Some of the seating was different.
Really?
The bar stools were different at the bar of what the homeowner wanted and what they put on TV.
Huh. Interesting.
So, you know, they do a lot of that just because for photography's sake, maybe the bar stools that the people wanted didn't photograph real well in the picture or the color didn't come through. Well, they'll switch it around until they make it look good. So
interesting. Well, we've talked before about, you know, when we were talking about lamps, you mentioned that in a lot of photos that we see of rooms, there aren't any lamps.
Right.
And so that was interesting. And so this, I mean, I guess, you know, what you're saying isn't quite surprising when you think about just, you know, those kind of things as well. So, I mean, I don't get it because I'm everyday Joe, but, you know, those in the industry, that does make sense to them, you know, making sure that, like you said, it photographs well or it looks good on camera, it flows well with the room, it's not too busy, it's not too stuffed together, you know, those kind of things.
Well, I think a lot of times they don't have lamps in the room because it blocks the photography.
Yeah.
A lamp with a big shade on it blocks a lot of the surroundings behind it.
Yeah.
And makes the room look smaller,
true.
You know.
True, so. True. Yeah, they got to focus on keeping that open and, you know, because who wants a room to be remodeled and look like something if everything's just wedged together and there's no space or, you know, it's so tight that you don't feel comfortable.
Right. And one of the things I always like to talk to my clients about is that, you know, a lot of times a client will walk in and go, I want to redo my whole house. Well, let's complete one room at a time.
Yeah, I can get that. I'm the same way. I get a little anxious and just, excited, ready, let's do it all. But, you know, thankfully there's people like you that talk you down and focus on what you need to do and doing small pieces at a time.
And do the most important rooms to you first, the public rooms.
Sure.
Rooms where you're going to entertain friends, kitchen, you know. If you gain valuable experience this way, too, because you get a little better feel for your style and the look that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of trying to pick out things for, like, five or six rooms all at once.
Makes
you know,
sense.
If you do the one room, you can look at things and you go, well, maybe I really didn't do a good job picking that out. Maybe I need to pick this out, so.
True.
You know.
And is there one room that you think is better than another to start with? I know you said the public areas or the common
right.
areas, but, you know, do you...
Living room, family room, kitchen, you know, the hub of where the family lives.
Yeah.
Usually people will do that because more people see that than the kid's bedroom or the master bedroom even.
Right. Is it better to start with, say, the kitchen or, you know, the bathroom downstairs, the public areas? Or is it easier and better to start with just the living room, dining room, family room, something like that? I'm thinking you've got fixtures and those kind of things in the kitchen and bathrooms where you've got water
right.
and sewer
those are more
and
expensive
electrical.
To do. Yeah, those are more expensive to do. It really depends on the house and what the house needs done the worst.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people buy a house and the bathroom has like... there was a what they called shell pink years ago.
It's
kind of a corally color.
Oh yeah.
And you know those came in sinks and tubs and toilets.
Yes.
Well,
oh yes.
You know that really gives you away. You know that was from the late 50s.
Oh, 50s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I know when I was house shopping the last time, there were still several homes that. You had the olive green or the mustard yellow and
right.
the blue and the pink, you know. So, I can understand why you would want to go to one of those rooms first and get those updated.
And I'm also trying to tell people, you know, just because this is big right now, you don't want to put something in there that's going to date it, you know, for a certain time period. Like right now, all the rage is the tin signs and tin containers for flowers
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the galvanized tin look is really big. They're calling it mixed metals, but it's galvanized tin. But, you know, that mixed metal look is, you know, is a big up-and-coming thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a thing that was in the 17s, you know, in the teen years of this century.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go overboard with that, you're sticking yourself in this time period.
Gotcha.
Doesn't make your house more saleable. Maybe cool right now.
Yeah.
But... You know, 20 years down the road, it's like we look back 20 years to the 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
And what they were doing in homes then. And now, we don't want the same thing.
Right.
So, you know, try to stay away from trends or fads or, you know, make your home a good transitional or traditional look and make it unified so that, you know, it's a little more timeless.
Yeah. And... You know, you could have some of those things. You could have that look by purchasing a few accessories, but you just don't have to overwhelm the entire room or build the entire room on that kind of a concept.
Right.
So then that way, you know, as trends change and fads go out and new ones come in, you're only moving a few accessories as opposed to major appliances or major pieces of furniture. Yeah.
You know, it's just like right now, a popular trend right now is barn doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just don't fit everywhere, you know.
Right.
If it does provides the necessary function in your space, that's fine. Go for it. But it's just for looks, consider whether it still makes sense or not, you know.
Right.
Not everybody's house calls for barn doors.
No. And they're cute. I like them. I've seen, I've got a couple different friends remodeling, and they look really nice going into their family room. But it's only going to be stylish in certain homes based on where, you know, if they're a country home, in my opinion, that kind of thing, right. You know, or they have horses there at the house. And it's only going to be trendy for so long. So, well, we're coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's time for a break again already. Time is just flying by with us again today, Greg. So we'll take another break. And we come back, we're going to talk more about realistic expectations in HGTV. So stay tuned.
Chrysler Center 97.7 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Grouseland has been named as the favorite historic place in Indiana. The decision was published in Early American Life magazine. The magazine listed a favorite historic spot for all 50 states. Grouseland was mentioned as Indiana's favorite. The decision based on the comments of the magazine's readers. It's not the first national exposure for the William Henry Harrison Mansion. A couple of years ago, Grouseland was featured in an episode of the hit NBC series Parks and Recreation. Vincennes police arrested a Lawrenceville man last night following an incident at Big Lots on 6th Street. Officers found 29-year-old Stephen Lay allegedly acting disorderly at the store. Lay was also found to be intoxicated when police arrived. Lay was booked in Knox County Jail on $3,000 bond. The closing of eastbound Gateway Drive in Washington between the U.S. 50 bypass and roundabout on the city's east side begins today. The contractor on the project made the one-day delay due to rain on Monday. The official detour for eastbound traffic, State Road 257 to the bypass, westbound traffic in Gateway Drive and on Business 50 will not be affected. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee reporting for 97.7 WAOV News.
Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report. Some green ink in corn and soybeans today, and the update is brought to you by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN. SeedConsultants.com. Short covering by the funds in both corn and wheat, although the wheat market higher at one point did fall off by the end. But corn picks up a couple. December 348 and a quarter, 2.5 higher. March 361 and 3/4 and May 370 and a half. Both of those contracts up 2.25. Beans higher all day long. Novi finishes at 981 and a quarter, up 7.5, 6 points higher. January and March beans, 990 and 3/4 on the Jan, March at 1001. December wheat, 418, finishes down 0.5 cent. Higher live cattle again, December 126.60, up 97. Lean hogs down $1.40 at 66.60. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.
Little benefit number 19, passion, commitment, and good old-fashioned work ethic. At ADM, we never stop working for you. Whether it's sharing our expertise to help you develop the right marketing strategy for your grain, or working late to unload your trucks during harvest season, we work hard because, like you, we know that farming is more than just a business. It's a way of life. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at adm.com/farmers today.
Why a home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Would your business benefit from seeing over 300 people who are interested in the home and farming industries? If so, you'll want to take part in the annual Fall Farm and Home Gathering, November 16th. Contact Cher Elliott today at 800-387-3358 and reserve your booth.
Supporting the needs of the community, that's what we're doing with this community event on News Talk 1450 WAOV. People living with diabetes face many decisions in relation to their treatment and daily lives. A new support group offered by Good Samaritan Hospitals, Welch Diabetes Education Center will help patients navigate information available to help them make the best possible choices. Meetings will be from 5 until 6 on the first Monday of every month. For more information, contact 812-885-8010.
WAOV weather brought to you by Quest Orthopedics. To nominate a local high school athlete for the Quest Orthopedics WZDM Athlete of the Week, just go to WZDM.com, click Sports, then Athlete of the Week. Fill in the form at the bottom of the page and submit it.
Your 97 FM WAOV weather forecast. For this afternoon, cloudy with rain likely, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers tonight, temperatures rising to the low 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of rain, highs in the upper 60s. And Friday, partly sunny, look for highs in the middle 60s. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, AM 1450, NewsKnoxCounty.com, WAOV Studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company radio stations, and with me is Greg Risley. Greg, we were talking about this weather here, and, you know, today would be a great day to just curl up on a couch and watch TV and take a nap. Nice comfy couch, which of course that's what I have now since I've purchased some new stuff from you. It's still fantastic. We love it there at the house. You can tune in to us on NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and listen to us live. You can also catch older shows, follow up, listen to our answers again. You can submit questions or ideas of topics you'd like us to discuss through the website as well. You can reach out to Greg at the store, and that number there is 886-4444. You can reach me here at the studio at 882-6060. We would love to hear from you and talk about items you want to hear about. Today, we're talking about realistic expectations and HGTV shows.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about the timeline and kind of keeping that real. What else, Greg, is important for listeners to know and keep in mind when they're watching these types of shows, these home improvement and HGTV shows?
Well, good design basically has you feature one custom item in each room, or a unique piece, or an interesting piece. And HGTV goes overboard on this. They, you know, spot these different things in the room that this is just fantastic. This chandelier makes the room look spacious and big, and, you know, and they've got all these TV lights in there to take the fixtures with. The chandelier has nothing to do with the lighting in the room. It's all staged.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. You don't think about that, all of the lights coming from shooting on the show. So, yeah, that definitely gives a different perspective and a different lighting value than what you were expecting.
In the show, you know, they point out different pieces. Well, look at this plate rail with these antique Delft dishes on them and stuff. Going to walk in your neighbor's house and go, "Oh, I love your plate rack with the antique Delft dish."
No, I wouldn't. But no. I'd be like, "Ooh, I like that couch. That's comfy." Or, you know,
right.
I like that throw. I like the colors.
But even more so, if you walk in that room and you feel comfortable in it,
yes,
then you're going to go, "Oh, I like your room."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's now, welcoming. Doesn't feel like a museum look,
right? Yeah. But people will, a lot of times ladies will say, "Well, I've got to have something really outstanding in my room." And I go, "Wait a minute. We want them to see your whole room, not one piece,
mm-hmm.
not a $3,000 chandelier.
Right.
We don't want them to see just the flooring. We don't want them to see just your windows.
Mm-hmm.
A good, well-designed room is a room that when you walk in, everything flows, works together, and provides a comforting, interesting shelter that you feel comfortable and safe in. that's the idea of a home, you know.
Yeah, and you can get that in many, many different looks. It doesn't necessarily have to be an overstuffed chair and couch or that kind of thing. I mean, you can be warm and cozy and comfy and in a more rigid, you know, straight back chair and couch.
Or the reverse is true. My house is very formal, and I've got 11-foot ceilings in my living room. People walk in, they go, wow, this room is gorgeous, but I feel comfortable here.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's what I want to be able to sit
down.
You want
them to walk in and go, oh, wow. But you want them to feel like they can sit down, you know.
Yes.
And this summer, I entertained my class there, you know, all my classmates.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they came for a late supper on Sunday evening. And we had a ball. I think everybody really enjoyed it. And we had time to visit. And it was a comfortable setting. You know, my house was big enough. I could seat everybody. And we had a good time. Even though it was finger food, more or less, you know, it wasn't a sit-down dinner.
Right.
But it was just a nice, fun thing. And it's nice when you share your home with your friends and you can have that camaraderie and that friendship, or having a Super Bowl party or a birthday party for your child or whatever it is. You know, if your home is an attractive abode for other people, it makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. They feel good. And it builds those stronger friendships and those ties that last a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's for me is when I go to someone's home, I you know, I want to make sure that I'm not sitting somewhere I shouldn't. You know, I think about those kind of things. I want to make sure I'm not touching something I shouldn't, or, you know, and go into the living room, you know, okay, is it okay to sit here, you know, and kind of sit, or do I need to sit on the edge and be a little more reserved and not really relaxed? But I know in my home, I want my friends and family to walk in, kick their shoes off, curl up on the couch, relax, and feel like they're at home. So that's what I like about where I am and what I try to do in my home.
Well, and when you're remodeling, the designer can help you find the right craftsmen to do what you need to do. Now, and the right craftsmen, you may have to wait for them, you know, a couple of weeks.
Right. And that's okay. I mean, you know, because if it's a quality person, you know, you realize you've got to take your turn and wait for them to go. You know, they're not just sitting there waiting for any job to come available. They're busy because they're good. So you do have to, you know, do that.
Sometimes you can luck out and call somebody and they're waiting for another tradesman to finish their part and then get to you right away. But usually the guys that are really good, you do have to wait for them. And, you know, the designer can help do this. And the designer's job is to help coordinate all that for you, because that takes a lot of stress off of you. You don't have to think, oh, my gosh, is he coming today or not coming today? And, you know, I've heard a lot of people have nightmare stories about a general contractor they hired. And you know, he wasn't there at all last week, you know.
Yes.
I go, well, what was going on? Well, they'd hung drywall and then nothing happened for several days. Well, the drywall finisher maybe couldn't get there, something like that. If you're more of the designer, part of the designer's job is to stay on top of that and try to make those delays less of a delay than they would have been otherwise, because they keep the other tradespeople informed of approximate dates you're going to be ready for them to come in.
Okay.
And then, you know, you say, we're planning to have this finished on the 24th. We need you to come in on the 25th or as close to that date as you can. You give them heads up, and they can pretty well get there when you need them to.
Good deal. That's good. Yeah. And that's nice. You know, we've talked before about using a designer in this. And, you know, before we started our show, to think about me or just average Joe calling and using an interior decorator, a designer or a decorator, you know, learning all those terms, but using the designer, I didn't think that was something that really, you know, just everybody could afford. But realistically, it's very reasonable for people to be able to do. I mean, you know,
it's a lot easier to pay a fee if that's involved with a designer and get the right furniture pieces and the right size and scale in your room than spend $3,000 or $4,000 on a room full of furniture. And you get it done, and you go, oh, my gosh, this looks awful.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure.
You know,
definitely.
And that's the worst call that you get as a designer. They call and they go, I bought all this furniture. I got it in my house and it looks horrible.
Help.
What can I do?
You know?
And I feel bad about that. If they call me first, I can keep them from making those costly mistakes.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. A couple hundred dollars on the front end is going to be much less expensive than, you know,
right,
making that call later down the road. You're
Except
paying
it.
That fee, and then you have furniture or a room remodel that's not going to work, and you're going to have to spend even more money.
Except at Rego, if you're just wanting to furnish your room, I go out, measure the room, we give you the things, and you purchase from us, you don't have a fee involved anyway.
So you say that again.
You
it's
know.
Free to use you if you're working with you and getting the furniture through you.
Right.
You'll go out, you'll measure the room.
Right. The only time it involves a fee is if, like, I'm designing a bathroom or a kitchen, something that we don't sell. The equipment for.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that takes a lot of time, and
sure,
we have to charge for that time.
Absolutely.
But if it's time that I'm putting in to pick out fabrics and color schemes and things for the sofas and chairs and
mm-hmm.
the window treatments going in that room, there's really not a fee for that.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, even if there was, it's a nominal fee. It's very affordable and manageable when you think again about the investment this is going to be in your home.
Well, when you're doing a kitchen or a bathroom, you're going to spend $10,000 on that.
Sure.
So a fee involved there to keep from having a mistake or helping someone to oversee the project so that you know it goes right, you know. Because if I draw the plans and I want that door 6 inches from the corner, I'm there and check the contractor and make sure he's doing it that way.
Yeah.
And that time has to be paid for. But the thing about it is you don't get it done, and then, you know, you order a sofa and it won't go through the door.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah, it happens. Yes, it has.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. All right, well, we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we're going to finish talking about realistic expectations of HGTV and do a few questions. So, yes, definitely stay tuned.
LegalZoom.com helps simplify your life. Now, worrying about contracts, trademarks, fees, permits takes time and focus away from growing your business. Now, instead, let LegalZoom.com and their network of independent attorneys relieve some of that pressure by answering the questions that you have about running your business. The best part, you don't have to worry about billable hours piling up, since LegalZoom is not a law firm. Go to LegalZoom.com today, and you'll save even more money by putting my last name, Hannity, in the referral box when you check out. LegalZoom.com.
Spearfish or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
We've been helping Indiana smile since 1982. Today, Delta Dental is the state's largest dental benefits administrator. Because 3 out of 4 Indiana dentists participate in our networks, getting great dental care is easy and convenient, and that means brighter, healthier smiles. At Delta Dental of Indiana, we do dental better and have for 35 years. Learn more at deltadentalin.com.
Whether you're running, biking, or even sleeping, the equipment you use matters. Beautyrest is equipment for high-performance sleep to help you perform at your best. For a limited time, get a free Beautyrest sleep tracker monitor with the purchase of select mattresses during our Beautyrest high-performance sleep sale. Monitor your sleep to see the difference the right equipment can make. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com.
Find remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 AM 1450 News Knox County WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and I'm joined by Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Wednesdays at the 3 o'clock hour, it's the Cool Kids. It's the Ask the Designer show with Greg and I. We talk about lots of cool things, designing, decorating, party planning, you name it. We like to talk about it, and we want to know what you want to hear us talk about. So please reach out to us. You can do that by clicking on the Ask the Designer logo on newsdoxcounty.com and send us your ideas or suggestions or your particular questions you may have. We always like to do that. You can call the store. And, Greg, the number again is?
812-886-4444.
And Greg or any of the girls there from the store would be glad to take your information down on what you want to talk about or want us to talk about. Or you can call me here at the studio, 812-882-6060, and ask for Cher. And I'll be glad to take that information as well. But what's nice about this station is every day at the 3 o'clock hour during the week, we have a community-based show that we talk about. Tuesday is the Mark and Mark Show, Mark Hill, Mark McNeese, and they talk about community happenings and different things. Wednesday is us here, Ask the Designer. Thursday, the lawyers, Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan, are in to talk about the latest in the legal world and answer questions. And Fridays, Laura Ariel from the Vincennes Animal Shelter is here for the Bow Wow Meow Hour. And I have to say that so slow because otherwise I get tongue-tied. But so definitely tune in to us on Wednesdays and the whole crew during the week. We appreciate you listening in. Today's show, Greg, we've been talking about HGTV and realistic expectations. Anything you want to recap or stress on, well, on that particular subject?
Let's be realistic about things. TV is fantasy.
Yes.
And so you have to expect that to happen there. So you can't walk into a store and say, hey, I saw on TV they redid this room for $500. You know, it doesn't happen that way.
Right.
You know, that you've got other expenses involved with that. The other thing is, you know, think about some of the things that you see on TV are maybe not things that are going to be long life items because they're done for show, not for living with.
Okay, yeah, true.
They see this happening all the time. I mean, they put this really neat looking rug in that room, you know, but it might be silk.
Oh.
And whoops, that doesn't clean well. It doesn't wear well. You know, you're going to have some problems with silk in a family room. It looks great because it's got that sheen to it. It has that little bit of a glitter look to it. It's beautiful.
Especially on TV with all the lights hitting it and sparkling at you.
Right. But it doesn't work in a family room where you're going to have popcorn and colas and, you know, soft drinks around and stuff. And, you know, you just need help in. When you're planning that room, you have to plan around the lifestyle, what the room's going to be used for, and then let someone guide you and assist you. You know, we work with this every day.
Right, right.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, you can find a designer that can relate to you, you know. I spend a lot of time talking to clients. Number one, I enjoy getting to know people.
Yes.
But it's also good to know the person, to know what their likes and dislikes are. If they're,
absolutely.
You know, if they like things that are simpler or more complicated, or maybe as someone that's real fussy and they like lots of stuff.
Sure.
You know, all those things are fine and they work in your house, but the designer needs to get to know you to know what your preferences are.
Sure. Yeah, that works well. And that gives you the idea of, you know, which style is best for them based on their personality. And you know, I mean, that's true of a lot of things, even myself with advertising. You know, I get to know my clients, and I think that's important. So I know in advance what ideas more so, I know, would not be working for them than necessarily any particular one that will. I know things that they're not going to like, and I'm not going to, you know, bother them or waste their time trying to present something to them that doesn't work. So, right. You know, that's the experience. And that's, I think, a lot of clients and potential clients, appreciate that. Let's also, before we hit the questions, let's remind everybody next week, next Friday
November
and Saturday.
10th and 11th.
Yes, the big
Regal
Furniture Christmas open house, 9 to 5 both days.
Right.
And it's the Christmas open house. You'll have how many decorated trees?
12.
12. And what's nice about this, they can buy the tree as is. They could buy the
one
tree naked.
One ornament off of it.
One ornament. You name it. You can get
and
it.
We've got some special trees we're retiring this year, Cher.
Oh.
So they're way marked down. They may have some of the lights don't work. They might have a broken branch or two.
Yeah.
But they're too good to throw away.
Sure.
So we're going to make you a deal. Turn that broken branch to the corner.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
will know the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you're going to get those nice big trees at a reasonable price. Well, they're always reasonable price, but a heck of a deal. So, and the neat thing about the sale this time is both days,
20% store-wide, anything in stock. Not special orders, just what's in the store.
Wow. And so whether it's regular item or Christmas item.
Right.
So this exactly. is a first. So you definitely right. do not want to miss the sale.
We've got some special items that have like a red dot that have a special sale already on it.
Oh.
So they're not, you know, because we're going to have some ornaments at $4.
Sure.
And those won't be, you know, they've got a red dot on them. So, you know, you don't get the 20% discount on those.
Yeah, they're already way low priced anyway.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's
close
good.
Outs and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we've got a few minutes here for a couple of questions. First one I have here is, I love light beige and tan colors. So do I. But the grandchildren would destroy it instantly. Is there a way to have what I like and not be afraid of the little ones coming over and destroying things?
Absolutely. There's a new fabric called Revolution Fabric, and it is a man-made fiber that is inherently stain resistant.
Ooh.
You can take a black permanent magic marker and write on that fabric with that black marker, and you take that marker off that fabric with a solution of bleach,
ooh.
Dawn, and water.
Oh, my goodness. If you could see me, my eyes are about as big as round of saucers right now. That's exciting to hear because, you know, my kids are older now. But, you know, I remember the days when, you know, they discovered ink pens and markers. And,
right.
You know, they're going to be inquisitive and it happens. So
right.
Now today's parents have some options of fabrics that will be resistant to that or, you know, they
yes.
clean up. That's
right.
Awesome.
Right.
That is fantastic.
Then we also offer the fabric coat, which is a spray we add to the fabric that does more or less the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get a 5-year warranty that you'll have no food stain.
Okay.
You know, it also covers like a puncture or accidental burn hole or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So it's a kind of a mini insurance policy mm-hmm. and a stain fighter as well, all rolled into one.
Very nice.
And if we're doing a whole room for you, you can buy that kind of protection for the wood furniture also.
Really? They have that for the wood as well?
Right.
Very
covers
nice.
Gouges, scratches,
uh-huh.
those kinds of things.
Oh,
that
yeah.
happen to your tabletops.
Yeah, I remember when my son was little, Hot Wheels, he was into that and NASCAR, and I remember a coffee table that became the racetrack, and we had little grooves. So, yes, it happens. So that's good to know that it's even available for the wood. Hey, another question here. How do I know what size of an area rug that I need for under my dining room table? Should it just show a small border on the floor around the, or, you know, should I get it out close to the end of the room and just have a little bit of the wood showing, or what do you recommend?
Ideally, the area rug should extend out 2 feet wider than the table size itself.
Okay.
And that should be on each side and at the ends.
Okay.
Because when you pull a chair out to sit down, you need about 2 feet to get in,
mm-hmm.
sit down, and then scoot
right.
back in.
Yeah.
If you've only got 12 inches all the way around your table, that chair comes off that. So then when you scoot the chair back in, the leg catches on the edge of the rug and it won't let you get back in.
Right, right. A lot of sense, because I've done that before. I've been places where, you know, you scoot out and then you're sliding off on the wood and scuffing on the wood. So that's great. That is great. Well, you hear the music.
I hear the music.
What time that is. So we are winding down. And
remember, open house November 10th and 11th.
That's right. That's right. We thank you all so much for joining us. Be sure and tune back in here next week at 3 o'clock, and mark your calendars. November 9th and 10th, 9 to 5. Wriggle
10th and 11th.
Oh, sorry. The 10th and the 11th. You're open 9 to 5. Come see us.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer. Designer with Greg Grizzly, 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974.
He's co-authored
a book
entitled
Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Design Award.